Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian rebels joined aid workers in accusing Damascus of using toxic gases in rebel-held Idlib province, a charge denied by the government, which said rebels are using chemical weapons. Rebels reportedly provided videos showing people receiving treatment for the effects of gas in the rebel-held town of Sarakib. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. is looking into the reports.
I'm not in a position to confirm the veracity of them. Obviously, we're looking into it as best we can with partners in the region. And certainly, if it's true, and again, I'm not saying it is, but if it's true, it would be extremely serious.
Meanwhile, government allied forces backed by Russian warplanes pounded rebel positions in an effort to blunt what's described as a major assault on government-held districts of the city of Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said dozens of fighters on both sides have been killed. South African voters go to the polls Wednesday in municipal elections, seen as a referendum on the 20-year rule of the African National Congress and President Jacob Zuma, who's been dogged by allegations of corruption. Opinion polls suggest a tight race for control of local governments in Pretoria and Johannesburg. Steve Friedman is a political analyst.
The reason there is great excitement among some people these elections is that there is a chance that the African National Congress will lose its majority in some of the major cities. In other words, that it'll go below 50% and perhaps even in one case no longer be the biggest party.
Mr. Zuma survived an impeachment vote in April after ignoring a court order to repay state funds used for security upgrades at his home. This is VOA.